It's time for Wonderful Water, our regular check-in with the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. And on this edition of Wonderful Water, we are excited to welcome in Steve Naylor, the OWASA Safety Manager. Steve, thanks for being here.
Thanks. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me. Happy to have your listeners' ear.
So we are fully ensconced now in hurricane season. We've seen a few different storms come through. Maybe most dramatically was a storm that wasn't here, the storm that dumped all the water on Southern California, which I believe is a first in my lifetime that I can remember that happening. And experts say that here in North Carolina, we can expect above average hurricane season. We're kind of in the peak of it right now. And one of the things we all worry about this time of year is if a storm could cause our homes or business to lose power or delay access to drinking water. And we often flood the grocery stores to stock up on like bread and milk and all that sort of stuff, just in case, like right before the storm comes. But what else could we be doing in general to make sure we're prepared for the impacts that we can face from tropical storms? And Steve, if we could start by kind of talking about what your role is in OWASA, and then we can kind of dive deeper into some of these questions about being prepared for storms.
Sure. So I will say this. I've been at OWASA for approximately 2 years now, and I am responsible for the health and safety of OWASA employees, and that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I'm responsible for regulatory compliance, anything from OSHA, Environmental Protection Agency, DOT, and that type of thing. But I also, very importantly, I lead and assist OWASA departments with emergency preparedness efforts, including hurricane mitigation efforts. Within OWASA, we have a comprehensive emergency management plan that addresses all hazard planning, especially severe weather such as hurricane events. I also collaborate with local emergency managers such as the Town of Chapel Hill Emergency Manager, Orange County Emergency Management, Town of Carrboro, rather, Emergency Management, UNC Emergency Management, and other emergency managers in the area. One thing that OWASA is doing, and I'm kind of leading that effort as well, I have been charged with that effort, is conducting practice drills, typically discussion-based drills and exercises that allow us to continuously improve on our preparedness efforts. As you know, the National Weather Service has stated the Atlantic hurricane season runs from June 1st until November 30th of each year. Doesn't mean we can't get hit outside of those time frames, but certainly that is the most prominent times. And we even have a hurricane currently probably about 400 or 500 miles off the North Carolina coast, I think impacting Bermuda. Luckily, fortunately, no impact to our area at all whatsoever.
It does feel like it's ramped up just in the last few weeks, even as we get kind of deeper into September in particular. So as we keep an eye on those storms, what are some things that folks ought to be doing to prepare?
So the most important thing you can do is be proactive. Have some sort of plan, or like I like to say, a checklist or preparedness plan. A good place to source that info is ready.gov. That's READY.gov. It is a superior resource for plans, plan templates, emergency kits. For example, storing a gallon of water per person per day for at least 3 days for drinking is very important. Making sure you have items that are needed in your kits, your emergency preparedness kits, flashlights, the list goes on and on. If you have special needs folks, children, nursing mothers, sick folks in your house, pets, you gotta store up some water. So you certainly want to be attentive to that. Options for emergency water supplies include, bottled water. If you're like me, there's usually at least 3 or 4 stacks of bottled water at my house all the time, but I'm a little bit more of a preparedness geek, if you will. If preparing your own containers, though, thoroughly clean them. And water doesn't last forever, and remain bacteria-free, if you will. So no more than 6 months for that. Make sure you use your resources, though, that you have for water storage, because you can fill your bathtub with water. Things like that can still be used for flushing toilets, watering plants, you know, just don't want to drink it type thing.
We are visiting with Steve Naylor from Owosso. He's the safety manager, and I have to confess I'm kind of fascinated by the idea of what does the Owosso safety manager have in his home emergency preparedness kit. I feel like that would be a fun side story maybe to approach this from a different angle sometime. But I do want to talk about what Owosso does. If there's a storm coming, how does Owosso ensure that you're prepared for a hurricane event?
So Owosso has, I mentioned earlier, a comprehensive emergency management plan. Within that plan, we actually have tasks that are identified that we would carry out and conduct prior to any imminent type event. That would include ensuring that we have backup power at our critical facilities. In regards to our water treatment facilities, we have generator and we have a backup generator. So we have backup to backup, which is extremely important. Lots of our other remote facilities, pump stations, lift stations, if you will, pump stations, and then, of course, pumps at our water supply locations, such as the Cane Creek Reservoir and University Lake. We have backup there as well as far as generators. Fuel's topped off, tested prior to the storm coming in, bringing in additional staff and ensuring that we have supplies to camp out. And I do want to mention, FEMA has said numerous times the first 72 hours are on you. So we want to be certain that we're good to go for at least 72 hours before we could expect any help in a worst case scenario. And I would encourage that for our listeners as well.
So obviously, water and wastewater services could be impacted during a hurricane. What would that look like if we were under an event where it was impacting them?
So, depending on the severity, hurricanes can cause interruption in service. You know, while our drinking water treatment distribution system, again, has backups and redundancy, trees can uproot. Trees can rip and tear and damage infrastructure. And when that happens, you know, flooding can as well. But when that happens, it can impact our systems. What I would say is if our water or wastewater systems are severely impacted, you could be affected by water service disruptions in your homes or your businesses. You could even have wastewater or sewer overflows coming from manholes in the street, that type thing. So I would encourage anyone, in the case of a water service disruption, Owosso will work to restore service promptly, but we're going to do it in a safe fashion. So if the eye of the storm is coming through and you're losing a service, we're going to need to probably wait till the eye of the storm passes and it's safe for our crews to go out. But we are on standby. We are ready to restore as soon as possible. And we do consider it urgent and an emergency. In that particular scenario, heavy flooding, down trees, road closures, or other barriers may prevent us from being able to access some areas that we serve. But as soon as it's safe to do so, we will restore that water service, and we will make notification as quick as possible. We do ask if a customer sees that, and we would encourage, if you see that broken water main or that overflowing manhole, avoid the area. Your safety is certainly important to us. But to call Owosso, and it's the main number. You call this any time of the day. It will be answered after hours by a water treatment plant operator that's on staff. 919-968-4421.
It's the voice of Steve Naylor. He's Owosso's safety manager. And in the event that somebody was in that circumstance, what can folks do at their home to help get their water back on quickly?
So we ask that you make sure and help Owosso get our repair teams access whenever there's damage. Try not to have any piles of yard debris, garbage cans, shrubbery, plants in and around near our hydrants, our water meters, especially our valves, and of course manhole covers. We need to access them quickly during an emergency situation.
And Steve, how can people in Chapel Hill and Carrboro make sure that they're getting important messages about their water service if there is an emergency, be it hurricane or otherwise?
So that's a really good question, Andrew. Owosso will issue alerts to our customers through our contact system. If we have a phone number or email for you or for our listeners, we will certainly reach out via that system. It's a mass notification system, works very well, and it's used on a very regular basis. We ask that anyone who pays an AWASA bill, please keep your contact information up. That is extremely important. In this day and age, folks may switch cell phones, and their numbers may change, maybe switch jobs, and again, their numbers may change and that type of thing, or they may move. But keep that info up to date. That way you know you will receive that that notification. If you do not pay a bill necessarily directly to AWASA, but you rent or lease property in the Chapel Hill, Carrboro areas, you can always sign up for what's known as OC Alerts, and that's Orange County Alerts. So how can you access OC Alerts? Go to AWASA's website. So that's awasa.org, OWASA.org. We got a really nice website, by the way. I have to plug our folks, our team, give them a good plug for that. But you can link from there and go to sign up for OC Alerts, sign up for the OC Alert that you desire, such as water emergencies, public safety advisories, all that. It's free, so don't hesitate to do that. People in AWASA service areas should also, follow AWASA on Facebook and Twitter. Word gets out very quickly on Facebook and Twitter these days. And so those updates are out there as well. That's the quickest way to find out information. So if anyone's concerned they will not get notifications, they can reach out to our customer service, and we will ensure that we have their proper contact info.
Our guest has been Steve Naylor, the AWASA safety manager, and we're talking hurricane preparedness. Any last tips? We got about a minute left here. Any last tips for folks in the community to prepare for hurricane season?
So when we think about storing water before a storm, a lot of people focus on drinking water and forget how important potable water is for other uses. Remember to save enough for flushing toilets, preparing baby formula, et cetera. I will say this, very important. When you see floodwaters, a mere 6 inches of fast-moving floodwater can knock over an adult, and just 12 inches of water can carry away most cars. So it's very dangerous. So the big takeaway is, when you come upon flooded areas, turn around, don't drown.
That should be easy advice to take, really, shouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Steve, thank you for joining us to talk about how to get prepared for peak hurricane season, and here's hoping we get fewer storms than expected.
Thank you, Andrew. Thanks for having me.